Hubhopper Originals.
To start your podcast for free, log on to studio.hubhopper.com.
Hello, and welcome back to Being Miraculous, a podcast by Shweta Shivraman. For those of you tuning in for the very first time, Being Miraculous is a podcast to inspire and live life to its fullest through my journey of self-discovery. Miraculous is the derivative of the Greek word meraki, which means to do an act with complete willingness, undivided attention, and wholehearted devotion. This podcast is a reminder of how we're not alone in this journey and on the simple things we can do to make this life a memorable and a beautiful experience. Hello everyone, and welcome back. Hope you all are having a peaceful Sunday, whichever part of the globe you're tuning in from. Today is our 25th episode on Being Miraculous, and I wanted to commemorate it by talking about something that changed my life in the last few years. Meditation. I hear from a lot of friends, you know, I want to do meditation, but can never seem to make it happen. If you are in the same boat, then this episode is for you. Today, I'm going to bust some myths about meditation, share my personal meditation journey, and recommend a few tips on how you can get started. So, let's begin. There are several myths about meditation that hold us back from getting started, and I want to begin this conversation by breaking them first before we go any further. Myth number one. Meditation is oh so serious. When we think of the word meditation, we imagine bare-chested sadhus standing on one leg on top of Mount Kailash. While you can deepen your practice well enough to do that too, no one starts there. It doesn't have to be so serious. You must sit still, you must not think, you must not move. The more you put such pressures on yourself, the more your mind rebels. Today there is walking meditation, where you can plug your headphones with your favorite music and walk amidst nature with all your awareness. That can be therapeutic in itself. Listening to this podcast with 100% attention can be meditative in nature. Doing the task at hand with all your awareness is also meditative. So first off, don't think of meditation as unnatural or serious or difficult. Myth number two, you need to meditate for hours daily. Incorrect again. Even 10 minutes of deep breathing and silence can make a difference to how you feel. The reason why we meditators keep extending our practice is because of the benefits we see from it, and it's peaceful than any other form of rest. But to get started, you don't need hours. And once you start seeing the benefits, you'll obviously make more time for something that helps you. And talking about benefits, the third myth, meditation has no visible results. A common thing I hear is, you know, I've done meditation on and off, but see no benefit out of it, so I quit. Meditation works in intangible and mysterious ways in our bodies. It may not be visible, like building a six-pack abs, but trust me when I say it's working. Meditation works without you even realizing it. Day by day, nothing changes, but there will come a time when you look back and realize everything has changed, and you'll start to see its visible impact. But that can only come from doing it regularly. So don't give up just yet if you're not seeing results. I can hear all of your brains buzzing right now. You must be thinking, okay, I hear what you've got to say, but where's the evidence? Let me share my story here. So, being from the South, I've always been exposed to some form of yoga or the other as a kid, but I never took it seriously then. It was something I either did for fun or was forced to do as a part of my Arya Samaj schooling and did. I used to be the girl who would wait to get to Shavasana in that yoga class and fall asleep completely. that pretty much was my only perk of doing imposed yoga sessions at school, I got a sleep towards the end at least. I would be kindly woken up by my classmates to tell me the class is over now. My yoga teacher then, I can still vividly remember his face, will probably be amazed to even hear me speaking about all of this. But life has its fun with ironies and paradoxes, and so here we are. I've been a seeker all my life, but yoga and meditation happened to me only the last few years of my life. But today, I cannot even imagine my life without my practices in the morning. It's ingrained within me. They are a part of me. It's like a reset button every single morning. Those who know me from before would know how much of a control freak I was. I loved to stay in control of my environment, my situations, my circumstances, my conversations, everything. I've always had the capacity to manage multiple things in parallel, and I would do so with all my might, with to-do lists after to-do lists, planning and overscheduling every minute of the day until there's no room for thought, reflection, or introspection. I've been a seeker all my life. I've read multiple self-help books, done crazy self-help programs, traveled far and wide in search of meaning, purpose. Who am I? What am I here to do? I looked everywhere in the world for answers, only to turn back empty. And given how I packed my schedules, vacations, or while I was traveling were the only moments of quiet my mind got for reflection. I loved who I was in these brief moments. I was free, liberated, thoughtless, even for brief moments, and I liked this person compared to the nervous wreck I was otherwise. A person completely wrapped in the what next. I was almost robotic in my functioning, do everything that needed to be done with utmost focus for everything else but me. And slowly this rush of what next started to get to me. I felt more drained than satisfied with my progress. I was constantly exhausted. I resorted to many means to shun those thoughts of whether or not I was in the right track for a few hours at least. And slowly travel started to become my crutch. I would take 4 to 5 vacations a year. It was my escape route. I chased those few brief moments of stillness, and boy, was it good. But it started becoming harder to come back to normal life. And that's when I realized this cannot work this way. As much as I loved traveling, I didn't want to live my life for those few brief moments of sanity, for those 2 weeks of all of my life. I wanted to be happy where I was, when I was there. And that's where self-exploration started to happen. I started to question myself more and more. What's causing this? What can I do to change it? How can I make this change happen regularly? I had more questions than answers, but I knew I must persist down this path to get some clarity, and that's when meditation happened. For a person who's never been conscious or awake in any of her yoga experiments, this was a huge task. I bit the bullet though and signed up for meditation. I meditated. I decided to keep my logical left brain aside and was determined to do it no matter what. I didn't question the practice and did it as consistently as I could. If because of some reason I couldn't do it, I made it a point to get back on track immediately. Until slowly it became a habit. I did it in cabs, when I had to travel for work. I did it in flights. I did it when I was even on vacation in the safari vehicle in Kenya. Suddenly it felt like I ran out of excuses and was consciously making meditation happen every day, no matter where I was or what I was doing. It was a gradual shift, mind you. A shift in over 2 years. I did not wake up one day as a changed person. But when I look back now, so much has changed. I am no longer obsessed with control and I'm much more calmer going with the flow. I'm barely affected by external situations. Sure, it gets to you some days. There are and will always be bad days, but now I have ways and means to rebalance it quickly. I plan my life still, but I'm not caught up in the what next anymore. I'm more than happy enjoying what is in my hands today. I'm so much more grateful for everything that I have and appreciate the present moment more than ever before. From eating 5 meals a day and getting acidic if I didn't have even one on time, I survive these days with just 2 meals in a day. I have a better relationship with myself. I take neither my body nor my mind for granted. I allow myself the time and space to heal and grow, which has reduced so much emotional baggage. I could go on and on, but I think you get the drift, and hopefully are reasonably more convinced than you were 10 minutes ago. But don't take my word for it. Try it out for yourself. Get started and see the results. So here are a few things that could help you get started on your meditation journey. First things first, find a meditation practice that suits you and that you are convinced inculcating in your day-to-day life. There are hundreds of guided meditations online. Choose one that works for you. There are apps like Calm or Headspace also that you could use if you don't know where to start. If you're not comfortable going with any guided meditation and are confident doing it by yourself, do that. Take time out to sit still and bring your awareness to your breath. It doesn't matter what you do. The fundamental principles of all forms of meditation are the same. Still the mind to reach higher consciousness. 2. Start small. Don't start with one-hour meditations if you've never done meditation before. Begin with maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes and slowly increase it as you get more comfortable with it. 3. Ignore the mindless chatter. The monkey mind in all of us will appear every time you sit to meditate. You might think you left the gas on or the water running, or you can hear the phone buzzing, or you had to tell the cook something or your husband something. Your mind will resist several times until you gain complete mastery over it. Let these thoughts come and go as they may and continue focusing your mind on the meditation. Slowly, over time, these voices will fade away. 4. Don't worry about the results. Let go of the thought on the results for now. Take it up as a challenge and do it every day without fail for the rest of 2020. If you miss a day, make sure you're back on it the very next day. Never miss 2 days in a row, and before you know it, you have a consistent practice. And 5, take it one day at a time. Don't start meditation thinking you'll do it every day for the rest of your life. That level of pressure is disastrous. Do it one day at a time. Do it today. That is it. If you're not sure where to begin still, DM me on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter at Being Miraculous. I could share a few links to meditations that have worked for me before to get you started. Thank you once again for tuning in, and I hope you see as many benefits from inculcating meditation in your daily practices as I have too. If there's one thing I've learned, is that you can't control the external situations around you in life. But there's one thing you can do for sure, that is gain mastery on your own internal self. Let's learn to be more resilient within ourselves so that we can manage anything that comes to us from the world around us. Thank you once again for tuning in. To all Being Miraculous listeners out there, thank you from the bottom of my heart for being a part of this journey. Believe me when I say that I wouldn't be here without all of you. For those who are not aware, I'm now also offering one-on-one life coaching services to help those finding themselves stuck create their dream lives. And I would be happy to give away free discovery sessions to podcast listeners out here to explore ways in which I can serve you to help you live your best life yet. Feel free to reach out to me on any of my social media handles to avail this. If you're not following us on social media already, do follow us across Instagram or Facebook or Twitter on Being Miraculous, where we have a lot more content on living your best life yet. This is Shweta Shivaraman signing out, hoping you have a fabulous week ahead.
इस हब हॉपर ओरिजिनल को सुनने के लिए आपका शुक्रिया। अगर आप भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करना चाहते हैं तो हब हॉपर स्टूडियो वेबसाइट पे रजिस्टर करें और एक मिनट के अंदर अंदर अपना खुद का पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करें। यही नहीं, स्टूडियो देता है आपको पूरी आजादी कहीं भी कभी भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करने की सिर्फ 3 आसान स्टेप्स में। तो साथ में अपना पॉडकास्ट शुरू करने के लिए तैयार, जस्ट हॉप ऑन हब हॉपर, सिंपली कॉन्टेंट।